Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Shift on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Mara Bélanger, and here is your morning news. A visual art exhibit celebrating innovation in photography and lens work is arriving at the Karsh Masson Gallery at City Hall this month. The Quadrennial Karsh Continuum exhibition is open to the public beginning on Thursday. The exhibition hosts emerging visual artists working with a photography-based medium. The participating artists were curated by Andrew Wright, who was the 2019 recipient of the prestigious Karsh Award. The award is given in honor of the renowned Karsh brothers, a pair of 20th century photographers from Turkey, for their significant contributions to Ottawa's cultural and artistic landscape. Wright, who won the award in 2019 for his artistic manipulation of light and reflection using natural materials, says that all three of the artists engage with photography in an expanded sense. He says that they recognize both the utility and the limitations of photography while continuing to make poignant works. In addition to having their work displayed at City Hall, the three chosen artists will have the opportunity to be mentored by Wright. This year's participating artists are Stefan Alexis, Shelby Lisk, and Nico Paluzzi. Alexis is a Caribbean-Canadian artist based in Ottawa whose artwork combines his own lived experiences and those of different people and communities whose hardships are often overlooked. The work he has on display is a series of conceptual portraits using chicken feet entitled Poultry. According to Alexis, the series is meant to spark curiosity and cause audiences to question what they're seeing. Alexis, whose work aims to draw attention to the struggles specific to racialized communities, poses chicken feet in a fashion strikingly similar in appearance to human hands. He says the visual metaphor is intended to encourage people to rethink their assumptions about what they thought they already knew. Lisk is a Tayendinega Mohawk multidisciplinary artist, filmmaker, and photographer from Gandaga. Her project for the Karsh exhibition is called Do Natsariegon, or How Many Years Have You Passed, in Mohawk. It tells a story about her family and culture and combines traditional Haudenosaunee beadwork with family photos, each piece representing a different phrase in Mohawk. Lisk says the project is about showing the dominant culture a different way of thinking through the wisdom and traditions held in Mohawk culture and language. Paluzzi is a queer Canadian artist and educator based in Ottawa. His work contains both traditional and modern elements, which he describes as intertextual photo-based installations. His exhibition project, entitled On the Nature of Time, is a visualization of an infamous debate between Albert Einstein and 20th century philosopher Henri Bergson. The idea behind the project, a video projection of two faces on top of one another, arguing about the nature of time. Paluzzi says he hopes the piece will give audiences a new perspective each time they see it, as each viewing is intended to appear differently. Each of the three artists' work will be on display at the Karsh Masson Gallery until April 1st. On March 13th, a free tour of the exhibition and the artwork on display will take place in person at 2 p.m. This has been your morning news. For CHUO 89.1 FM, I'm Mara Bélanger.